From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States brushing aside a series of claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit a target anywhere in the world. VOA's national security correspondent, Jeff Seldon.
Officials at the Pentagon and in the U.S. national security community are taking a look at the specific weapons that he mentioned. But one of the things officials have said and have known about for quite some time is that Russia, under Putin, has put an emphasis on modernizing and updating its military capabilities, both its conventional military capabilities and its nuclear military capabilities. So the fact that Russia is working on upgraded defenses, missile capabilities, really isn't a shock to anybody in the U.S.
In an annual State of the Nation address, Mr. Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including what he called invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. President Trump has announced he will impose hefty tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to protect U.S. producers, risking retaliation from major trade partners like China, Europe, and neighboring Canada. President's announcement sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrials dropping 1.7%, the S&P 500 fell 1.4%. Nine South Sudanese opposition groups have formed an alliance to accelerate efforts to end the conflict in South Sudan. Since violence erupted in the country in 2013, groups opposed to President Salva Kiir sprang up, with its leaders flying to neighboring countries. This is VOA News. Trump administration calling Russia's idea for a humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians from a besieged Damascus suburb a joke. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert also said what needs to happen instead is a nationwide ceasefire that was voted upon unanimously at the U.N. last Saturday. She said 15 countries supported it, including Russia. Meantime, U.N. official Jan Egeland says he has received indications Syrian authorities may grant permission for U.N. humanitarian convoys to enter eastern Ghouta to deliver desperately needed aid to civilians. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the U.N. in Geneva.
He says an international task force on Syria was informed Tuesday the United Nations may receive a permit to enter the besieged town of Douma in eastern Ghouta in the next 2 days.
We have 43 trucks standing by to go there and full warehouses to load into the trucks as soon as we get the permit.
Egeland says he will ask Russia, the United States, and other countries of influence to push for several UN aid deliveries into eastern Ghouta every week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has visited Guatemala's Naval Special Forces Base during a trip to the country. Haley's visit comes after President Trump last month criticized countries he did not name for pouring drugs into the United States and called for aid to be stopped. Guatemala Minister of Government Enrique Degenhardt spoke with reporters during Haley's visit and answered questions about what the U.S. could do for Guatemala.
All we need are vehicles. We need helicopters. We need airplanes. We need land vehicles so that we can move faster. We need communication equipment that could support us in terms of moving faster to the point of interdiction. All those have been discussed, and we have a great relationship with the U.S. agencies that have been supporting us.
Also in the news, Venezuela's ruling socialist and some opposition parties have agreed to delay the presidential election by a month to the second half of May. Main opposition coalition boycotting the poll, saying it is a farce intended to legitimize a dictatorship. And Bangladesh has requested neighboring Myanmar to withdraw its security forces from the common border following Myanmar troop buildup near a camp near thousands of Rohingya Muslim refugees that have been fleeing since August.
That's the latest world news from VOA.